Good morning, everyone. I'm glad you could make it here today on this beautiful, cold, seasonal day. Of course, we'll have 70 degrees by Christmas Eve, but you know what? I don't mind. I have no problem with warm weather. We're all here celebrating a beautiful winter solstice coming up. Beautiful holiday season. We're here to share love, family, community. We're here to be with one another. And I am very grateful for you being here. You know, I am very spirit-driven. Spirit usually tells me exactly how to do things. So, I got tasked with a word similar to the last time, only this time they present it a little differently. And the word is synchronicity. At 6 o'clock this morning, when I was awakened, I had to, of course, then try to figure out exactly what does synchronicity mean. The simultaneous occurrences of events that appear significantly related but have no discernible causal connection. It's interesting. Synchronicity is a concept first explained and coined by the psychiatrist Carl Jung, which holds that events are meaningful coincidences if they occur with no causal relationship. The culmination of Jung's lifelong engagement with the paranormal is his theory of synchronicity, the view that the structure of reality includes a principle of a causal connection which manifests into most conspicuously in the form of meaningful coincidences. Difficult, flawed, prone to misrepresentation, this theory nonetheless remains one of the most suggestive attempts yet made to bring the paranormal within the bounds of intelligibility. It has been found relevant by psychotherapists, parapsychologists, researchers of spiritual experience, and a growing number of non-specialists indeed. Jung first presented his work on synchronicity in 1951, although he actually started his thoughts on it in 1920. He wrote a book in 1952 with the name Synchronicity. He felt that the life was not a series of random events, but rather an expression of a deeper order, which he referred, and Pauli, another writer and psychiatrist, I believe, to as Unus Mundus. This deeper order led to the insights that a person was both embedded in an orderly framework and was the focus of that orderly framework, and that the realization of this was more than just an intellectual exercise, but also had elements of spiritual awakening. From the religious perspective, synchronicity shares similar characteristics of an intervention grace. Jung also believed that in a person's life, synchronicity served a role similar to that of dreams, with the purpose of shifting a person's egocentric conscious thinking to greater wholeness. Now, remember, not all of us are believers. So Jung's book and his work has been disputed many times, but with no foundation. My belief is that spirit, infinite intelligence, causes these events to help us realize our path, and that these events move us along on our life's path. In my case, I've found people coming into my life that move me in the direction of spiritualism. And within that direction to healing and mediumship. And recalling some of the recent past for me, I remember I developed a friendship with Constanza Morningstar, the Reverend Constanza Morningstar, who I knew before she was the Reverend. And she was a medium I used to help me understand my life's ups and downs. Because we were friends, she invited me to her ordination at the CSE. And I found the church that I had thought about for a very long time. Community that I could be in that shared the same thoughts and feelings that I had regarding God, spirit, life, and the afterlife. This was a necessary part of my awakening so that I could understand the gifts I have and the ways and means to develop them, to help others. Also, most critically, the platform to do it from. Speaking to people who have similar beliefs and looking for a place of love where they can find peace and joy, and most importantly, enlightenment. For most of my life, people came to me with their problems and worries and asked what they should do. I thought I was just a good listener, with an ability to sometimes give them information or a perspective that could help them through a difficult and confusing time. Some of these people remain in my life, but a lot of them went on their own path to explore and find their calling. They just needed a little help to see it. Looking back, I realized that these events during my life were all synchronistic and planned by spirit. Meeting others who needed help either physically, emotionally, or spiritually, and trying to help them. It was not until I met the healers and mediums at CSC that I realized my gifts and my path opened to me. My education and development is an ongoing process through which spirit, my guides, and the angels participate up to and including this talk. I've spent weeks now sitting back thinking, what am I going to speak about today? The celebration of our Christmas feast, 5 days before Christmas. Oh, probably something with the Christmas theme, I'm sure. And it wasn't until yesterday afternoon that spirit, with well-intentioned thoughts and ideas, but the words synchronistic booming into my head, woke me out of a sound nap, and this word would not leave. I sat there all evening, had to do some things. Whole time, the word synchronicity was in my head. Remember, there are no coincidences. Things happen for a reason. Being a spiritualist, I now understand why. I could not stop thinking about this, but I did fall asleep very soundly last night, but had the 6 a.m. awakening that said, okay, now you need to research and explore, which I did. 6 o'clock this morning, I'm on the internet, and I'm looking around, and I'm going, well, okay, I understand this. I learned what plateau writing was about. These pages were done today by spirit. I am overwhelmed with what he does and how he guides. the angels are always with me. Last week, Rita talked about phenomena in the house and what she learned from that and where it brought her. I have this electrical problem in my house. Major. In my master bedroom, there is one light on a fan that comes on in my time of need or when I'm thinking about spirit or I need advice from spirit. When I woke up from my nap with that word in my head, I looked up and the light was on. It was there telling me, you have your guidance. Now go with it. I wish everyone the ability to sit back and look at the things and events in their life that have brought them to today and the now. Each of us have our own story. I have many people that have helped me in my spiritual life, my business life, my family life, and all through my life. And it's a major effort for me to sit back and just kind of go back and look at the things and the events and how they happen. But it's worth the exploration. You all have people in your lives that have brought you this far for a reason. You need to find your reason. You all will have beautiful, beautiful awakening as to your spiritual life, as to your relationships, your love, your joy, your upliftment. And that's what we're all about, upliftment. And we can give it to everybody. You just pass it along. Say that kind word. Give that kind word. Give that helping hand. Help someone across the street. This is the season to start. But it doesn't end on December 26th. It continues through the year. And as a spiritualist, as a person, as a human, we all have to take that. And we all have to go with it. And I God bless all of you here. And I thank you for coming today. It was a privilege to serve spirit. And I thank you.